Mike, you're about to run in the Standard Chartered Great City Race. Just tell us about it and how you're feeling.
Well, I'm not sure how I'm feeling, but I know it's going to be for a great cause. They're going to run around about $59,000, and it's going to help over 74,000 people to enable them to be treated, to stop them from coming blind. So it's for a huge cause, and I know there's going to be lots of people out in the city, and it's the only race, apart from the marathon, I think, where they shut the roads, where everybody can come out and cheer you on. So, look, it's going to be a great evening. I don't know what it's going to feel like whilst we're out there, because I haven't run 5Ks for about 20 years. So I'm not quite sure how I'm going to feel, but all I know is if it's still like the marathon, there's going to be a great atmosphere out there tonight. Sadly, I shan't see any. I shall be blindfolded.
I was just going to ask you about being blindfolded and the significance of that, and how have you sort of done any training to get yourself accustomed to it?
No, not really. I've got a minder who's going to actually help me along the route, so that's something we'll have to sort of negotiate. But it does actually give you a really good sort of understanding of what it really does, how much we perhaps a very sort of blasé about our sight, and we do it and we just go on through life. But actually, by having a blindfold on and just, knowing that you cannot see anything, really does give what we're doing tonight some special meaning.
Is that why you've really got involved, Mike, for that sort of special meaning, as you say?
It is. I've been very lucky. I mean, I've travelled around the world and seen some wonderful sights. I just said that, had I not had any sight, how much I would have missed. And I really take my hat off to those people who sadly are lacking sight but manage to cope and get out of life what they do. So, it really does hit home when you think of the people who actually run in the marathon and look around and see all the smiling faces. Here I'll be running around with a blindfold on and not really seeing, the joy or the fun that people are having whilst we're running past drowned rats, probably.
And you mentioned the atmosphere there. Is it sort of starting to build? Exciting sort of times out there?
It is. I think people are just all getting changed. They're all starting to turn up. You're seeing lots of the families, and you're seeing lots of people coming out of the office, and they've all changed, and they've got their sort of bags, and it's all set up for the start lines, and they're all sort of starting the queue. We've got about an hour and a half to go before it does start, but it really is starting to pick up now.
And just before I leave you to sort of get on with your final preparations, just a comment or two on the start of this year's Ashes. It's been pretty frantic stuff.
It's been extraordinary, hasn't it? We talk about how different this series is going to be. Well, it started off in a fantastic fashion, hasn't it? With the game going backwards and forwards, and who would have thought that, the number 11 would be getting 98 and the 10th wicket would put on over 100 runs in a partnership to drag Australia in front, having been to the 117 for 9 and expecting the wrath of the Australian newspaper. They get a 50-60 run lead and soon reduce England 11 for 2. But fortunately, they've managed to drag themselves back onto parity, and there's a huge amount of work to be done. So, although it's been a low-scoring test match, it's been exciting, it's been frenetic, it's been fascinating in the way it's just gone backwards and forwards over the first 2 days.
If it's sort of the rest of the summer lives up to its start, then we're in for an absolute treat.
I think we will. Hopefully it won't be all as up as down as this, because I'd like seeing them win. But we did get one thing right, I suppose, that the Aussie batters didn't get any runs, but we didn't know about this young man who they expecting to play, I'm sure, from the outset, but here he is, and wickets, we've certainly got some runs.